Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thiago Alcantara. We've got a song about how we're in love with Jurgen Klopp, mm-hmm. and I am. But I am in love, lust. I am just lost in Thiago Alcantara and everything about him, Dan. I don't think I've ever seen a more gifted footballer. And the only one that comes close is, I think, Suarez. Mm. And like, Alonso was great. We've had some great gifted footballers. Yeah, yeah. We made that perfectly clear before. People who are super fans of particular footballers. We've had loads, and I've loved them all. But I have never seen such mastery of a football. No. From anyone, like I see from Thiago Alcantara, it's a genuine honour to watch him play for them.
Yeah, it is. And that is probably the key point there, because he's just out of this world, isn't he, to watch him? We've seen it since day one, really. He's had his critics since he's been at Liverpool for various reasons. And you could argue he didn't really settle in as we'd have liked. But is that first half he played, or second half he came on against Chelsea, didn't he, for his debut? And he just ran that show. And you thought he had something special then. And just recently, really, like, sounds ridiculous. I think he's about 31 to say he's coming of age, but my God, he is a stupid footballer to watch. He's ridiculous. What he can do with a football is just phenomenal. And he does everything with such grace and class. And he was honestly, like, we've just alluded to there, we were taking a piss at United as fans. He was taking a piss at Man United as a footballer last night. He was pulling off stuff and just going past people. And you're making simple passes, just making them 10 times harder just because he could and because he fancied it.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous to watch it. What he does for us is so important as well, because we talk about breaking lines and stuff like that. Nobody has his vision. Nobody has his execution in this side. We're a very good football team, but he brings a whole new dimension to it.
It's everything, because people talk, it's passing, and that's, you know, it's levels above things that I've seen from even the greatest passers in the game. But it's everything. It's to that point. He's dropping shoulders and going past people. He's slaloming past footballers. He's turning men inside and out. He's doing step overs. There was one point where he just, like, rolled the ball with the sole of his feet and took it past the man. And then he's breaking things up. He's slide tackling and winning the ball back, and not just winning it back, starting counter-attacks or getting up and getting on with it. He's and for people who've watched his career, this will come as no shock. Yeah. I'm sure, but I didn't see him as a kid at Barcelona. I remember him. I remember his move to Bayern. Man United were very much in for him at the time. I didn't really watch a great deal of Bayern. I don't really remember anything he did in the games when we played them. So it was a bit of a revelation to me. And I've enjoyed every step of the way when I've watched him play, to be even when he struggled a bit in DM for us last season when we were bereft of footballers. But right now, this last couple of weeks, he's been perfection.
He has, and I think the greatest compliment you can pay that guy is that what we're seeing is he's an amalgamation of Iniesta and Xavi. He's got the Iniesta roll over, you talked about rolling over the ball and beating people. And Xavi was an orchestrator that kept the ball for fun, didn't he? So he's learnt well from two of the game's greats.
Yeah.
And he's got his own style as well. He's a bit more physical than both of those guys, to be fair. He likes a challenge.
Yeah.
Not always a clean one, but he likes a challenge. But right now, in terms of controlling a football match, there's not a better player in the world right now in terms of giving him the ball. And it's this thing, and I've spoken about this loads of times, he gives the ball to players when they want it and when they can use it.
Mm.
Some of the midfielders even some of the midfielders we've got in the squad now will give a ball to somebody when they don't want it and they can't use it.
Yeah.
He seems to pick, he has the odd aberration every game, he does one and you think, wow, where did that come from?
Yeah.
The crossfield ball against City, for instance, was dreadful. But we're not talking about...
Talk about this in so much as this is the problem. And I equated this last week where it's on a circle of rubbish and the best thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Lines. And they are... You've got to get from one to the other. You've got to go all the way around the circle. Mm. But to go from being brilliant to being dreadful is a very, very, very fine step. Yeah. All you've got to do is got to come slightly off the wrong part of your foot and you're playing someone one of their players in instead of playing one of your players clean.
And much has been made about the fact that he doesn't have great numbers in terms of assists throughout his career, and he doesn't. Because at Bayern Munich, he was a deep-lying midfielder. It didn't need to. Yeah. He picked the ball up in a position and then he gave it to Müller, who then set off Lewandowski and score a goal. We're seeing him giving the ball to Mane, we're seeing him giving the ball to Salah, and then they're playing other people and they're scoring. So it's an assist of an assist, and you can't play that down.
Yeah.
He's giving balls to people where they're really hurting the opposition.
Carragher referenced it last night. It was like he's playing in his back garden. For me, it was like, you know, when you're at school and like there's always one kid who's miles better than everyone else. He was that kid, wasn't he? And we've already spoke about Liverpool being streets ahead of United, and we were, but it was kind of all encapsulated in Thiago's performance, because he looked at that United midfield and thought, I am so much better than all of you and I'm about to prove it.
Yeah.
He's just phenomenal. And he's a bit of a maverick, and you're right in terms of that fine line, because like people say about genius and madness, it's a similar thing, because not just his execution of passes that can sometimes go awry, it's his decision making.
Yeah.
He's that good, and I think he's that many levels above most people in the Premier League. He tries things that most people wouldn't dare. So sometimes he goes over the edge and it looks a little bit dodgy. But would you rather have him? 100%.
Go deeper into the story behind Liverpool's most iconic away kit with this unique feature documentary, streaming exclusively now on Redmen Plus. Go to theredmentv.com, sign up and watch it right now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think when we signed him, I think he was the best central midfielder in the world at Bayern. You know, that's where he was at. And of course, it's tough because central midfielders, I always find it quite a rare thing, isn't it? Because everyone's like, you're an attacking midfielder, or you're a box to box, you're an eight, or you're a 10, or you're a DM. And his ability to knit it all together, I think, is it's unlike a lot. And the people who think of examples, I think Verratti is a bit of an example of this, of course. And you could argue, you know, in his prime, we never really played him like that. Gerrard had certainly had those kind of attributes to him. And did Bastian Schweinsteiger have a bit of this back in the day?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That kind of stuff too. And there are, but when you start to name players like that, you're actually starting to come up with a list of some of the greatest
top level as well, aren't they?
To play the game. Yeah. And that's where I don't think there's a more complete midfielder in the Premier League. I can't attest to world football, but in the Premier League, I look at, you know, he does things that Kevin De Bruyne can do. We don't ask him to play as advanced. So he doesn't, you know, he's not going to get the goals or the assist numbers that he's going to get, but he's got as good a range of passing as De Bruyne, as good a range of passing as Trent Alexander-Arnold. So he's got that in his locker. He's tough. He's tough tackling. For a little fella, he's brilliant in the air as well. And not just in a way that he gets his head to it, because, you know, Harry Maguire would be brilliant in the air if that was a thing. It's the cultured way with which he uses his head. You know he's going to get up and he's going to challenge for it as well in a big way. And if he gets it, that ball is going to someone like a pass.
Yeah.
Just like a pass. And you see these flair players sometimes, and particularly like the headed things, and it's a different player, different position, of course, but like use Daniel Sturridge as an example. When we sent the ball up to Daniel Sturridge aerially, you knew it wasn't going to happen because he wants the ball on the ground. He's a technician, and a brilliant one at that. But his willingness to fight for the cause as well, I can't pigeonhole him because he shouldn't be able to do that. He should be a luxury player.
Yes,
and he's not. He's an absolutely integral link man to everything brilliant.
He is. And I think going back to your points about world football, if there was a player in world football that was doing what Thiago was doing, we'd know his name. Because we can't name one, I suspect there isn't one right now in terms of current form. Yeah, the Maverick point is really good. Yes, he plays in a sort of defensive midfield position for Liverpool at times. Such is his football intelligence, I don't think he's got specific instructions. I think he's got instructions to go and influence the play in however he sees fit. Sometimes you just got to let them go out and do their thing, haven't you? And he's a player very much like that. So, I don't know. It's lovely to watch. And another one who's coming into absolutely the peak of his powers at totally the right time of the season.
Yeah. Yes. He's just, and it shouldn't be unpicked because this a year ago, just over a year ago now, we were still having those, is he a bit of a flop? Does he suit Liverpool style? And it, for me, it always fell into the same category as all of those criticisms. People got bored of saying Liverpool have got loads of injuries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like pundits who don't really care. And I've also got a little bit of, it's quite funny to just poke a stick at Liverpool. And God knows we've done that in the reverse. And then a couple of ex-players, I think, who maybe don't have enough people around them to say, that's a stupid opinion, because they just go, oh, you play footy, you're a legend, everything you say about football must be gold. I'm talking about Dietmar Mann, by the way. And Rio Ferdinand does this, by the way, for Man United and Tudge. Just a couple of players who just, they come out with wild shouts.
Yeah.
People were judging Thiago Alcantara, who'd come in, started the season, we'd already started the season. He played late because he played in the Champions League finals. We got no pre-season whatsoever. He basically rolled into it. Mm-hmm. He got COVID, got injured, got injured in the derby. So missed that, where we really needed him to start bedding in. He missed that. He comes back in, and he comes back into a team that's got no centre-halves and therefore has no defensive midfielders because they're playing centre-half, and is asked to anchor Liverpool's midfield. And I understand why, because he's Tigerish. I understand why you would go with that.
Yeah.
But he is ill-suited to what we needed, and we needed a screen at that point. Mm-hmm. So he was being tarred with this brush of, well, he's being crap, and it's like, because he's on the pitch and he's not playing brilliantly. Yeah, but he's literally holding Liverpool's entire midfield and attack together, and he looks a little bit a yard off it as a result because he's not had a pre-season, he's getting up to the speed of a brand new league and all this kind of stuff. But when Liverpool hit their form, and Liverpool level form, we finally pulled out of the nosedive last season, it's with him in the team. Mm-hmm. And we don't lose with him in the team. We put him next to Fabinho and we are unbeatable. And we've just, after a bit of a couple of misstarts again, injuries and a couple of things, it feels like we've got that now, and it's frightening. Yeah. It's frightening how good a footballer he is. 2 goals and 3 assists this season, 30 appearances. If we can keep him fit, Dan, just for the rest of this season, we'll worry about what happens after that. But I just don't see how anyone can stop us with someone as good as him in the team.
No, I agree. And it's not just his quality. It's something I was thinking about as we were chatting there. It's not just his quality, which we've all spoken glowingly of, and rightfully so. It's also his big game experience. It's something I've referenced here in the past, because, like I say, he's come from Barcelona, Bayern Munich. That's a decent CV for a kickoff. And not only that, he has performed on the very biggest stages. He was man of the match in Champions League final for Bayern Munich. So we're getting to those sort of, you know, importance of games now. And he's been there, done it, and got multiple T-shirts from those sort of games. So we're not looking at someone who's going to... We've seen what he was like in the Carabao Cup final, by the way, when he couldn't play, so he was gutted, wasn't he? But he's not someone who's going to hide or shirk or not turn up for these big games. If anything, he's going to go the other way.
Yeah.
And he's going to excel, and he's going to be even better. So I think he's so pivotal. We always talk about who's the most important Liverpool player, X, Y, Z. Doesn't really matter. What does matter is they're all out there at the minute. And I think Thiago is going to be crucial if we are going to do that quadruple that we keep referencing?
Well, fingers crossed, because, yeah, he's certainly on the... a player of his calibre befits a football club at that sort of level, and vice versa, really. I was
20 million, by the way.
On catalogue instalments as
scary.
Well.
Scary.
52 weeks, £3.86.
Yeah, still paying him off by the drip.
Yeah, we bought him at Bright House, yeah. We've got him on Klarna. Yeah, absolutely unreal. Unreal football talent. Let me know your thoughts on Thiago. Just how good is he? Where do you rate him in world football amongst the current Liverpool squad? Liverpool of all.
That'll be on some explicit performance, explicit websites, that performance last night soon, won't it?
He's filth.
Filth.
But he does that. He has those moments like Suarez did, where I just, and I did it the weekend for the FA Cup semi-final, and I didn't realise I'd done it until I watched some of the clips back. And I just said, that's ridiculous out loud. Yeah. It was just an automatic
impulse
response.
Thing, like, yeah.
And it was that one where he's under pressure with two men and he takes a touch and he flicks it round the outside and he's immediately on his bike to get that return and then he's clipping the ball into Mane. Just an absolute genius. A genius of football. He plays for Liverpool. Amazing. There you go. Yeah, Thiago, phenomenal football. He plays for Liverpool. If you want to see more content like that, then check out the Final Word show from Liverpool for Man United 0. We do a 60-minute Final Word show after every single Liverpool game in video and in podcast form, exclusively on Red Men Plus. Head to redmenplus.com to get more Liverpool content, pre-match, post-match analysis, tactics, stats, documentaries, features and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present. And it's all about the best football club on the planet. Perfect time to join up. See you there.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.